The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And what a day we had yesterday. What fun out there. Wildcat Golf Club. Thanks to Wildcat. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. The course was in great shape. Man, the greens are lightning, lightning. So much fun. And it was actually, we had two groups on each hole, and it actually went pretty quick.
Steven Shell from Texas Custom Patio sent me an email that I saw this morning that just said, man, had a blast there. It was incredibly well organized.
Yeah, it was great. Courtney did a great job.
I mean, Courtney did a great job, but the guys out at Wildcat do this all the time.
Yeah, Nick is...
they know how to run a tournament. Yeah, yeah. This just in, they do some tournaments.
And you know, like you didn't see it, but the leaderboard where they write all the stuff up
there. I saw the electronic
leaderboard. It's electronic now.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. It was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. It tells you what hole, where you start on what hole, and then after the tournament is over, they just put it in and it ranks the teams on where they finished. We finished about fifth or sixth. We were 13 under. We had this kid that played with us from the Navy. If it wasn't for him, we would have. Now, one team finished 72, shot a 72. That's because you couldn't get worse than a par. So it was par as your friend. So if you missed your par,
had to have been terrible.
No, they were awful. Yeah. They were awful. We would have been pretty damn close to them had it not been for this kid. We ended up finishing, I think, fifth or sixth with 13 under. This kid, holy cow. Ben.
But who's this kid? One going to the Navy or whatever?
The one going to the Navy.
So he can go.
Oh, what? He played at St. Mary's. Oh. And he just hits. He bombs. It was into the wind, uphill. He hit it 290. I mean, it was like unbelievable.
How many shots did you use the Van Gundy's? Any putts? Because remember,
I think we used one. We used a couple.
Yeah. We guessed whether or not you'd use any shot other than a putt.
Any shot other than a putt. Yeah, I think we did. We did. We used a. I think we did, or was close to using one. Yeah, it was close. He was just fun.
Did he tell any secrets or stories?
He told. He was talking a lot. I didn't want to bother him with a lot of basketball stuff. We talked a little bit about the Rockets. We talked a little bit about, some other stuff in the league. But I didn't want to bother him. Hey, coach, what about the Rockets? What about, he was out there to have fun. He had a couple of his buddies out there, Ray and Chris, and they were great. And Ben was great. So we had.
Oh, that's right. He had his own guys.
Yeah, he had his own guys out there. Yeah. So it was fun. We had fun. We were giving each other the business. It was good, clean fun for the whole family. Other than that, all the beer all over. But it was.
Did he have any Coors Lights?
No,
or beers?
He doesn't drink.
I didn't think so.
No, Coach doesn't drink.
I'd never seen him drink.
No. Well, I say he doesn't drink. I've never seen him. And, I offered, you want some? One of his buddies was drinking. Had a couple of beers, but that's about it. But it's just great. Courtney did an unbelievable job. Wildcat was great. Nick over at Wildcat did a great job. And the guys, it was just a great time had by all. A lot of fun with all the shows there, doing all their stuff. And, Fred and AJ at the end. Aaron and Tyler come around, and they come here.
I know. I'm glad this is coming up now. I know exactly what it is.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
I told you. They had me take that shot on their little happy hour, one of the very first ones, when their whole thing was taking the worst, having the worst drinks or shots. And it's this drink that was started in Chicago, they say. I think during Prohibition, it must have been.
Well, because I think it was they just took some battery acid.
It's called Malort.
To start drinking it.
It's called Malort, and it's kind of yellowy.
It's Swedish for battery acid.
It's like yellowy
or something,
and it's like way worse than licorice and the worst cough medicine.
It's like the worst cough medicine. Not even worse, it was terrible.
It's like the worst cough medicine you've ever had.
Yeah,
and.
I guess.
I don't like thinking about it. And
they came out.
And they said, yeah. And I saw Aaron up here. He goes, you got to ask John. We got him with the Malort. He took a shot of Malort. I said, that's what I told you. You got to wait until he's in the middle of something. Then he'll like, yeah, give me that. I said, not in the morning. He's not going to do a shot of Malort in the morning. And he said, oh, he came back and found us and told us he hated us both. And
no, I told him I'd rather Bill Cosby was mixing me drinks than
Aaron saved the audio. He did
pudding
say that
yesterday. I touched the handsome pudding. Is it an Italian biscotti? I touched his biscotti.
That's what you call it, a biscotti?
That's what, that's what Bill calls it.
It's a salchich. Anyway.
A salchich.
Anyway.
Well, he's going to call it a dessert thing, like pudding.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, that was...
And then his Italian shaved ice, and I did this to it.
What, Bill? Why did you make John a drink?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Why did you
I'd make
him a drink?
I'd rather have that than Malort. I'll tell you that right now.
Why did you make him a drink on the golf course, Mr. Cosby?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Unbelievably terrible. So
I thought you were blind. How could you make the drink?
How did you know it was John? You told us you were blind during the trial. Malort was terrible.
Malort's terrible.
Did you see? I'm at the stage of what the kids would call I can't even now. That's where I am now. I can't even. Did you see the latest from Adrian Wojnarowski?
I can't even.
I can't even with this.
What is it?
The latest is Adrian Wojnarowski detailed the Russell Westbrook and John Wall trade. And one line that stood out was James had a preference of John Wall over Westbrook. So when it came time... It's another one bites the dust for James because it became, would you rather have James, John Wall, or Russell Westbrook? Wall. Okay, let us switch this around for you too. Let us get rid of this. Like, how many people has James helped get rid of? He had a preference of John Wall over Westbrook. Even his friends, he can't play basketball with his friends. Russell Westbrook was a friend.
Yeah, they're LA guys. They're L.A. guys together, right? Yeah.
They're on the bench doing their dances, and then they're looking and they're having happy. So, and then after 1 year, like, John Wall.
What's the under over for Wall here? No. A year?
No, not because of the finances.
Well, what do you mean? Russ's finances were, you couldn't get rid of those either.
I would say, but you took a bad for a bad.
Everybody lasts 1 year.
But you took a bad for a bad. No, Chris lasted 2 years.
Is there another awful contract the Rockets can trade for? We got to find the worst contract in basketball.
You're just
going to
keep flipping bad deal for bad deal. And then James wants out. They're trying to keep James happy. So they went, who do you like better? So he goes, well, I like John Wall better than Russell Westbrook. Like, okay, then we'll go with John Wall. Will you please stay and like us? And I had one son, Mason asked, or was it Snacks? No, Snacks asked this yesterday. He's walking out of my bedroom. It's like 9:45 at night.
Did he crop dust you again?
No, he didn't crop dust me this time. And he goes, do you think the Rockets did bad by James Harden? Do you think they didn't treat James Harden with respect? And I said, they paid him well over $200 million. So they got rid of Dwight, Kevin McHale, Chris Paul. I said, they've put the ball in his hands every time, helped making him a perennial MVP candidate. They have done everything for James Harden. No, I don't think they disrespected James or not taking care of him. No, that's the furthest things from what's happened. And I wanted to make sure he knew that. I said, they have done everything they could for James, which is one of the reasons that they're in the spot they're in right now, is because they did everything for James. The idea that my son even thought for 1 second that James was somehow mistreated, I couldn't even. No, son.
That's the new saying now? I couldn't even?
I can't even with this. Yeah.
You know
it's
what?
It's been around. I can't even with James anymore.
What about with Raul? What about with Raul?
Cobos?
Yeah, Cobos.
I felt bad. AJ wasn't trying to take any. AJ said his food was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And people started coming after him yesterday because he posted.
I know that one.
Because he posted a picture.
Pink.
Well, here's what people don't understand. I didn't know this until a couple of pitmasters were talking, me and Wes from Papa Charlie's. And he told me about. You know, this is, I guess, a year and a half ago when he was up here, and he was telling me about, you know, he cooks hot and fast. which I didn't know. Now I've seen it multiple times. And there's two different ways of cooking briskets. And the Texas way, a lot of Texas way, is low and slow, right? So you get the all the smoke, it comes up, it's low temperature, and that's what you get, a smoke ring. It doesn't, you just get a smoke ring. It's, a lot of it is for just kind of show, you know? But a lot of people around the country, and some people in Texas, don't cook that way. They cook hot and fast. You cook a brisket in 5.5, 6 hours. You know, it doesn't have to take 14. It melts. As long as you get the internal temperature right, it's the same brisket. It just doesn't look as pretty, you know, as we're used to. Raul cooks hot and fast. That's why he can start his brisket in the morning, and he can have it done. So does Papa Charlie's. It just looks different. Like, it doesn't have the same red, you know, smoke ring and all that. It tastes delicious, as you know.
It was unbelievable.
And you don't get the same bark, and you don't get the same smoke ring, but the food itself is really good. And so, AJ, so he was cutting pictures, and people were saying stuff like, there's no smoke ring. Like, is that boiled? Is it, you know, just ugly stuff? And he was getting pissed. He was getting pissed off.
Well, he was getting pissed up, too.
What's that?
Raul was getting pissed up, too.
Oh, was he really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
what,
no, no, no.
What happened?
Oh, no, 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 no. He had had a few. He was into the St. Arnold's pretty good.
Oh, was
I know,
he?
I know good. He had St. Arnold's smoked pork or something. He had St. Arnold's smoked Raul, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, but he says this morning that you stopped by yesterday on your way home and gave him tips on how to barbecue. You just couldn't resist.
He told me he was going to say that. I was like, go ahead, say it. I was asking him about what he was making. He had like 7 or 8 pork butts just sitting right there. Pork shoulders.
It was so good. The dinner afterwards was so good. Burritos, thank you.
But he's he's a hot and fast guy. He's not looking for smoke ring. He's looking to get it done and have it taste good. And it does. And both work.
Delicious. It was unbelievable. It was great. Great time had by all yesterday. 7-Eleven ESPN.
That dude's an awesome dude.
Raul is a great guy.
Look at this. It's a pretty dope hat. I'm liking my red hat.
You got one.
I'm liking my red hat. That's because I rep his hats everywhere. I like his hats. He's got a good hat.
Oh, no. You think I got one? No.
You're not a hat guy anymore.
Yeah.
You're off the hat train.
No, I'm not off the hat train.
Ever since you started growing your
my Fred?
Your Bobby, not Bobby Brown, Fred Ducktail, tail? But your Ralph Tresvant God, man, I just need my caffeine to kick
in. I don't even know who that is.
New Edition. Ever since your young Ralph Tresvant ducktail is starting to grow now in the back of your hair.
Well, me and Fred.
Now you're getting sassy.
Okay, did you see Fred's wonderful locks yesterday? No. Did you see his ponytail?
I went out there.
Oh, you didn't see? No, you
I was
didn't
here.
Fred had it on display yesterday for the people. And Doc Linville was there?
I was here writing a 2-lane defensive end.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well,
is Fred going with the high pony?
Ooh, that's sassy. Ooh,
that would be sassy. Mm-hmm. That would be sassy.
If Fred
I don't
goes
know,
high
with the
pony,
low pony,
just starts doing this, you know, kind of flopping
whipping his
around.
Hair back and forth.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would be the ultimate flex.
Yeah.
When AJ starts talking reckless about Fred, and Fred just goes, kind of
I can't hear you. Got
oblivion.
All this hair in my ear. Can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, can't hear what you're saying.
Or maybe he'll hit him with it. He's going to hit AJ with it from 6 feet away with his ponytail.
Well,
I mean, you don't know.
It's a great time had
by you don't know how low he goes.
Casey asks, is James Harden really Littlefinger? No, he'd be more like Joffrey. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Littlefinger. He's not. They come to him like, what about this? He's just thumbs up, thumbs down. That's it.
He's shooting bows and arrows into.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying he's more like Joffrey than he is like.
He pinned Russ against the bed and was like.
No. No, I don't think there was any bows.
713 ESPN 97.5. Was there John Clay Wolf?
He didn't answer.
He didn't answer. John Clay Wolf is busy. He's busy buying and selling cars. It's what he do every day. Of course, he's probably busy sleeping right now. But here's the deal, is John Clay Wolf is ready for you to give him a call and sell him your car at a price better than any, give you more than anybody else, and he guarantees it, because if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. That's right, he'll send you $100. And you know what he never does? That. Well, not never. He says, I've done it 5 or 6 times, whatever. But he's always able to beat him. He's always able to buy more cars. He sells at auction 1,000 cars. That you don't collect 1,000 cars unless you're paying more than everybody else because you're just getting, yes, I'll sell you that car, yes. So, I sold him Frankie's car. It was like, yes, give me that price. That's great. I'll do it. Thank you. Bye. And you're going to feel that way too. You'll be like, yes, I'll take more than it's worth right now. And all you got to do is go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
As a locally based company, Gal Media believes that supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community is essential this holiday season. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, I haven't spoken to him since the trade. And to be honest with you, in situations like this, so I've been, this is whatever, 22nd year in the NBA, and when stuff like this kind of happens, where there's a little indecision and stuff going on, I kind of take a step back and allow guys some space. So from my perspective, my communication has been, I'm giving you space. And that's kind of where it's been as far as my communication with him. And, you know, guys like that need that. They need to figure it out, and they need to, they don't need someone banging on them all the time to kind of figure out where they're at and whatnot. So as far as the organization, I'm not sure. I can only speak for myself, but you know, I'm looking forward to him coming, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the team looks like with everybody on the floor. These individual workouts are great, but I'm looking forward to the whole group being on the floor together.
Rockets report Sunday. James not there for the individual workouts. That not surprising.
That's Steven Silas, the new head coach, yeah. And he's got to be very diplomatic here, as you could hear. And he's going to try to play this one as conservatively as possible with James, which is the best tact. He has no skins in the game as a head coach. James is a guy who, by all accounts, runs a team, and you got to be careful with how you deal with James in this spot. So, Silas, as you hear, does he sound like a guy who's a little afraid to push it? I just think he's being smart. I think he's being tactical with how he approaches it and says, "Look, I'm not gonna. you don't want to start off by getting James mad at you, because you could be gone before you know it."
He wants to be tied to that bed and get those arrows shot at him.
No.
So
he, Steven Silas, and I think there's also
James,
an understanding.
Joffrey.
I think there's a chance.
Joffrey Harden.
Now Jeff Van Gundy, who was with us, thinks that when it's time to play ball, James will be playing ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's the favorite. But I also do think there's a chance that he could go Anthony Davis on this one.
He's had a couple of years left. Anthony Davis had less time. I mean, he doesn't have the leverage. You could just say, listen, I ain't coming.
Sitting out is the leverage.
Well, then the Rockets lose all kinds of leverage if he isn't even going to report, you know, the Rockets. Now, I saw where the Knicks are a possibility for James. They've got him in the odds. I'm like, really? James will report to the New York Knicks? I ain't sure about that. So, you know, The ball is in James's court. Yes, he could just say, I ain't playing. Just trade me. I ain't coming. Just trade me. And
man, they have done everything for him. That's just such a bad look. They've done everything for him. Yeah. What moves do you want, James? What can we do for you? Daryl literally would do was prostrated, just like, anything, James. Just tell us what to do and we'll do it. Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's such a bad look if James starts pulling this move.
Yeah.
They've done everything that he has wanted from a personnel standpoint. Well, I can't say that because I don't know what he's wanted, but we know that whenever he doesn't like something, well, they over. Just go, yes, James. Yes, James.
Yeah.
Yes, James.
It's alarming. And you know what? But yet he could still pull this.
I'll
tell you this. You're limiting the number of teams that general managers and coaches that would want. I mean, I guess he's such a good player that they go, yeah, I'll take James Harden. But you also get James Harden the headache. Now, if James Harden goes to a team with a couple more superstars like the Nets, then maybe James wouldn't be the same guy. That's for sure. He can't demand all the same stuff.
No, no. And then, you know, one thing we have to see people talk about, well, he played with Russell Westbrook before. He's got a relationship. Well, he's played with Kevin Durant. Yeah, but that was when James was like number two, or that was when he was number three guy. Now he's number one guy. He's been number one guy. He doesn't shine shoes no more.
Yeah.
And he's number one guy for a long time. And if you just think it's going to be the same, James isn't going into a subservient role.
Well, it is funny, though. I mean, and we've talked about this before. Every All-Star game, he seems to defer.
Yeah, he's not a big alpha in All-Star
games. No, he's not. He's not an alpha at all. He's like, I'll take a couple of shots, but I think he just wants to fit in.
In Houston, though, is his alpha spot. Yeah. Like, when you come here, you're coming to my team.
Yeah.
Now, if he went to the Nets, that may be a different vibe and different feel for
absolutely
him. He's not in the same city. He's not, you know, his boys aren't as ingratiated in the area. You know what I mean? It might be a different vibe if he went somewhere. The problem is getting a young star player. Everyone says, and this should be the way, any trade for James requires us to get a young star level player in return. That's exactly what they should be asking for. But as you and I have talked about, who are you going to get?
Yeah.
Like, who is it that's dealing a young star player to you?
Yeah, and well, yeah, who's that young star? I mean, Zion? No. Is it, you know, is it Ja?
Is it RJ Barrett?
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is it Caris LeVert? I do hear
guys
people
are going to develop.
I do hear people try to talk themselves into believing that Caris LeVert will be a star, like, in due time. Like, Caris LeVert's got some star potential. Mm. Nah, I mean, do you understand what star level James Harden?
Yeah, but guys, come different. On. I mean, did anybody in the first couple of years, a year or two or three,
I think
that James Harden was going to be this?
No, but I think by year three, if you're a guy on a team, a standard guy on a team, I think you should be at star level. And James Harden, how long was he with Oklahoma City?
3 years?
Was it three? God, he's been in the league 12 years? Because he got traded to the Rockets in 11. You know, James Harden has been in the league for a while.
Was coming up, right? I mean, that's why they traded him. They couldn't pay him.
Yeah, I mean, one would think, unless they did it in advance. James was drafted in. He's 31 years old right now, and he was drafted. Yep, 2000. No, he was drafted in 2009. Just 2 years.
Just 2 years there.
Yeah, just 2 years, and then he was traded to the Rockets. And so, you know, Daryl even said, we thought he had a chance to be better than he was at Oklahoma City, but we didn't, you know. We didn't know.
He was 3 years at Oklahoma City. He was 3 years.
When did he get? Well, I know he got traded in 11.
11, 12. He got traded in 12. He didn't get here till 12.
He get here till 12?
Nope. Yeah, 3 years in Oklahoma City.
Because I remember where I was.
Oh, I'm looking at his stats. 12-13 was his first year in Houston.
It was? Okay.
Because the Heat lost in 10-11 to the Mavs. They beat James and the Thunder in 11-12. And that offseason, he got traded.
Yeah.
But we see what he is. And I don't think Caris LeVert or anyone like... Well, James is a historically great scorer.
We didn't see what James was. We didn't know we get this James, though.
No, Daryl didn't. Nobody did.
But Caris LeVert is 26. When did James come here? He was, what, early 20s?
Yeah, early 20s.
Yeah. So, anyway.
26, you are who you're going to be for the most part. Like, well, you know what kind of potential a guy has. You know, I mean, Dream was great at that age. He was at his best when he was in his early 30s. But, yeah, it's you got to try to get a star-level player back, and that's going to be the challenge with James Harden, is getting somebody to give the Rockets star-level player and draft picks. That's going to be the challenge. And up to this point, and rightfully so, Rafael Stone's not panicking. He's not. He's just like, I'm not giving in on a deal. I'm not just going to give in. And I like that. I'm glad he's doing that. We'll see what he can do with James, but I don't want him just, well, let's just do something. I mean, this is as good as you will ever have as a trade chip. You're not going to have, well, I mean, he's expensive and he's 31. So there are some limitations. Even though he's an elite player, he is 31 and he is very expensive. So matching dollar for dollar is tricky for James Harden.
No, absolutely.
You think something gets done by the All-Star break?
Well, here's the deal, is for the Rockets, the sooner the better. The sooner the better, because when he only has 1 year left on his deal and then a player option after that, the team is like, I ain't giving you my young star for a guy for 1 year. And unless James makes a commitment to that organization.
Right.
You know, unless he does that extension, that sign and trade, which is a real possibility. But the longer the Rockets wait, I think.
Well, you know, then you got to trade him
for sure for 2 years now.
But that's the tricky part, John. You got to trade him to a team he likes, team he wants.
Yeah.
So you're now limiting the teams you can trade him to.
And then after those 2 years, who knows? You know, if Kevin Durant is leaving and Kyrie's leaving, he might go, I'm out of here too. I'm done. I'm done with this. So I mean, it's such a boy. The NBA, holy crap. It is so difficult to put this together with the player. Is there a league? Has there ever been a league where the players run it the way that the NBA players run the NBA?
No.
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 Not even close.
No. And the NBA used to not be this way, but at some point there's going to be some issues with that model. The teams who give in too much will. I would almost argue the Rockets have given in too much to that model with James. Like, I think James lets people do their jobs. I don't think – I don't want to – James isn't a monster. James just wants what he wants.
We don't know behind the scenes if he's like Michael, hey, I want Walter Scott.
Yeah, I don't see – I don't think that's probably
Walter
James.
Davis or, you know, I want all my
– Walter White. I mean, yeah, that guy is –
No, we don't want him.
You don't want him.
No, he can't. His jump shot sucks. You know, I don't know. We don't know behind the scenes. We do know that James does – he will end your life with the Rockets, though. We know that. Oh, we found that.
Yeah, he can get rid of you. I think James wants what he wants, and he wants to be comfortable with who's. The idea of James making do and playing with, he did that once with Dwight, where they played together even though they didn't love each other, and it's like almost like, I ain't never doing that again. Mm-hmm. If I don't like a guy, I'm getting rid of him. For you to publicly go out and take a shot at Chris Paul without saying Chris Paul's name, but for everyone going, was that Chris Paul you're talking about? You know, I know exactly what we need to do. That was like, man. That seems a little disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. All right, 720-8 ESPN 975-7370-3776. It's a Friday show, which is pretty much
you
a holiday show.
You tried to get rid of Dell like that one time. You're like, I know exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then I did.
I got it done.
You brought him back just like.
Unfortunately, yeah.
You brought him back just like Corey Brewer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's my crazy Gerald.
He is?
Yeah.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Let's take a break. It's time for you to talk about testosterone.
Good. Men's T Clinic. That's my joint. That's my jam. Men's T Clinic has been doing a phenomenal job for men in Houston for quite some time now. And I shouldn't say that. I mean, relatively speaking, they have been here for a few years. They've opened up multiple locations. When I started with them, I think they had two. Now they're up to five. The Heights was the first location, but they're in Spring, they're in Cypress, they're in Pearland, they're in Pasadena. I think they're opening up a new spot here in just a little bit. You can go to the website and get all the information that you need. The great thing is Men's T Clinic gets you back to a place that you used to be. If you feel like you're a couch potato, if you've lost a lot of your lean muscle mass, if your libido has been an issue, if your energy level has really diminished, just take solace in the fact that that doesn't mean it has to be that way. Men's T Clinic, they have, what they do is they test you, they get results within minutes, they'll work with your insurance company, get your treatments covered, at least part of them covered, sometimes all of them covered, And then when you start having testosterone treatment, you start to feel the energy come back. You start to see lean muscle mass improvements. You start to see those gains. And then you'll also notice that your energy level and your libido is just, and your overall drive is just so much better. Make sure that you give yourself a chance to live your best life at mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
732 ESPN 97.5, 737-803-776. You got some thoughts on James Harden. You got some thoughts. Hey, we got a football game this Sunday that's a pretty big deal. Texans win again. And now all of a sudden we're looking at a 9-7 possible playoff spot. Okay,
you're talking about a run of undefeated football, yeah. Seven games.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, it's a little tougher with Bradley, with your top corner, top wide receiver out.
That's
going to get a little bit tougher.
I'm worried about it. And
I would go so far as say I think the Colts are my favorite player of the week.
Favorite play, the Colts.
Favorite play of the week is the Colts. They're in really must win territory. And the Texans don't have their top wide receiver. Where you beat them is you can beat their secondary. They are going to commit to running the football, and you don't stop the run. You don't have Fuller.
What about the advantage with the roof open? How about that?
Yeah, now that's – no, it's freezing cold. It's going to be in the 60s. Yeah, you can't open the roof when it's in the 60s.
That's perfect football weather.
No, I agree with you, but the Texans don't. Remember, they've got that – sliver
from,
of like
it's, if from, it's no it's from 69 to 71.8.
yeah,
that's where
yeah.
you can
right inside
in, you gotta be inside
anything there. From here yeah. to here, remember the jerk when he was doing when he was working a carnival, you can win this basically this eraser. What a good movie. I watched it as a kid. I probably wasn't supposed to.
Oh no, it was perfect. Oh,
I was raised a poor black child,
right?
Steve Martin's yeah. with this family.
And what's her name? The
Bleep from Black. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're. Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was always.
She could get it back in like.
Oh, yeah.
The 80s.
She yeah. did. She had some.
She still looks okay.
She had some outstanding things about her.
Some of the things you say just really make me. Yeah. You mean like her brain and her compassion for people?
She had some outstanding stuff about her. That's all. What? That's not okay. Am I Chris Collinsworth now?
You might have to apologize. When you're sitting in there when he does these things, do you get like, is it a twinge, Lance, or is it more like, oh, what do you feel?
No, it's just an immediate.
You're like, he finished that.
It's like a light goes, like I see a red light and it's like immediately, okay. It tells me don't engage.
The light.
Yeah. It's just like a quick.
Don't go into the light.
It's a quick light that just says, "Don't engage." Just back up.
Am I poltergeist? Don't go into the light.
So it's usually if you know an oven is hot, just don't touch it. So I try not to touch the hot oven.
Mm-mm. Can you play Chris Collinsworth?
What he said.
That's a
yeah.
I still can't believe that that's really something that was said out loud.
That Chris Collinsworth said that.
Really?
Well, I can, but.
Really?
Like, that didn't come back to get him at all, even now, several 40 years later, 30 years later?
No, this just happened on Sunday's game.
Yeah, not the girl thing. Game. Not the thing he's talking about dating teenage girls.
Wait, what else did he say?
Wednesday's game, listen to what he said.
He's a fan, in particular the ladies that I met. They had really specific questions about the game. I was like, wow, you're just blown away by how strong the fans are here in this town.
That's nothing.
Oh, really? He had to apologize.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Don't follow it up with Cam. Yeah.
He had
sexist.
To apologize for that. Because
am I
he was sexist? Pointing,
wait.
He was pointing out how
wait,
smart the women
that's the thing he had
are.
To apologize
yes.
about?
Yes. Not the one where he was, hey, the little 14-year-olds I like to go after.
Well, he didn't.
That was the one I'm like, how did he survive that?
I don't.
This was, that was a thing. We all knew what he was. he was what he was intimating, and well, then he kind of pulled up.
His incredulous tone, I think, is what people had.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of pulled up. He didn't say it, though.
Wow.
He pulled up. If he doesn't say it, you can't get him for it. You know what you wanted to say. Apologize for what you were kind of thinking.
He had to apologize for it. He apologized.
Today, on our broadcast, I made a reference to a couple of women that I met in Pittsburgh who so impressed me with their football knowledge that I want to tell their story in the air. I know the way I phrased it insulted many. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
what I intended as a compliment, this is on Twitter, so I have to read it, to the fans of Pittsburgh became an insult. I'm sick about insulting any fan, but especially female fans and journalists. I know firsthand how much harder they have to work than any of us in this industry. I was wrong, and I deeply apologize. I am an ally.
Are you, though?
He didn't
Hold
say
on
that.
A second.
I am an ally.
Wait a minute. He insulted them more with that than he did. They have to work so much. Why? Because they're not as smart?
No, because...
Is that why they have to work so much? Why did he just throw in a those people?
No, it's because people like you don't give them opportunities to just be reporters.
They
you
have
make
to
them,
work so
they
much
have special
because,
talents.
Well, because
special
what?
Talents, special things.
Because of what?
I don't know. That's Chris Collinsworth insulting everybody. Not me.
No, he meant, I guess, because...
Oh, you're assuming what he meant? I said, I guess.
That's why I said, I guess. That's why I said, I guess.
Because I guess that he thinks they're not as bright,
so
they have to work twice as hard as
everybody else. I would imagine
he
doesn't want you guessing that.
Those people.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Did Cam take it? For all that?
Yes.
Did he apologize?
I don't know if he apologized.
Well, didn't he go to some class? Oh, no. Who was it said, well, the girls need to... Oh, no, that wasn't Cam.
No.
Girls need to be nice and polite.
No, that was Cam. No, that was Jameis.
That was Jameis.
He was talking to a classroom.
Yeah, he was talking to the class. The boys, you got to be
stand
tough.
Stand up and, you know, say, grab her by the... No, Jameis. No, you, only you say that in public.
Jameis
did he trademark that? Did Trump get in trouble for that, or did no bleep them and
bleep them?
Yeah, grab them. But yeah. Was there ever confusion between what Trump said and what Jameis said? Hopefully not.
No. Jameis stood up on a table, went bleep him in the
yeah. And then it started. I don't know if you're
any quarterback. I'm
in a light.
Why? What's
in a
the
library?
Problem with that? If you're the quarterback of the Heisman Trophy quarterback,
where was it?
Some type of there. He was sitting in some general area on the campus. He was in the library, like I guess where you eat, sit down and eat and stuff.
Yeah, like a quad.
Yeah.
But then it started there was at least three that I can recall on TV where people would go up to a live TV shot and scream that during a live TV shot.
Or maybe that's where why he did it.
I think that's why he did it. It was trending.
It was trending.
He did it
because
it was trending, so he decided to do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
It wasn't
the other way around.
Bleep her right in her penis is what he said.
It's like, hey, I wonder if that's what the star quarterback of a team headed for a national championship should be saying.
What are you talking about?
Well, considering what
it
he
was
got
trending.
Allegedly
did Joe
got
Burrow
away
do
with,
it?
Joe Burrow would never do that.
Never. Not our
Joe Burrow got his operation yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it successful? Because that's what they always
tell
us.
I like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is just eminently likable. He doesn't act like a jerk to anybody. He doesn't look
Milky
like
white.
You don't feel threatened by him. He's
Milky
not like
white.
One of
Does
these
that
like,
make him likable?
No. Well, I mean, he's so it's like you're pale. It's like it's not.
No, he meant like he's a good, likable white quarterback. You heard him.
I was like, Milky White, how does that make
he's
him
great. He's a white quarterback. He's really likable. I'm sorry, John.
What are you saying?
Yeah. No, that's not what
no,
I'm
No, he's not a
he's
threat.
Just, he
like, he's not a guy that you think you would lose your girlfriend to him. He's just like Joe Burrow. Like,
he will
steal your girl.
You think he's Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let
Major Applewhite stole. Hold on a second. Major Applewhite stole Ricky Williams' girl back in the day.
That's true.
That was the biggest upset in history.
I know, right?
Major Applewhite took Ricky's girl? Well, yes. And then Ricky, in an article, talked about, my favorite song is X Factor by Lauryn Hill because it reminds me of, you know, because it's the pain that I felt when my girl left me for Major Applewhite. Excuse me?
Quarterback always wins.
Quarterback does
the
win.
The quarterback?
Well, and I asked
Major.
I asked Frankie.
The
she,
redhead Major Applewhite
stealing Ricky's,
stole rocked up Ricky Williams' girlfriend?
She saw those tiny ass hands. Like, he can't get the job
He
done.
Did have small hands. Remember that?
He did have small hands.
So I asked Frankie. I said, have you ever met Joe Burrow? And she was like, no, but if I did, I would marry him.
See?
I mean, the girls love.
They love Joe.
They love him.
No, I didn't say girls don't love Joe Burrow, but he doesn't, for a guy, we don't see him and go.
No.
He doesn't have the quarterback of the star quarterback
no,
look.
He's not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, well, you're doing that because it's Italian, so you can.
Well, no, I mean, girls, Jimmy Garoppolo,
women love Jimmy.
Huh?
Women love Jimmy.
Oh, are
Garoppolo.
You kidding?
He's women a, love he's Jimmy. A star. But if you were women, you know, you Tom Brady, not Peyton Manning with his eight head.
No,
not well, him. Like,
yeah, not
Peyton no, Manning.
Not, well, no. Not Peyton. But
hey, like, Mark, even Mark Rippon though, who was
like
probably,
Sam Darnold. No one's afraid of losing their girl to Sam Darnold. He looks like the kid from The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Or is it The Incredibles?
He was the bad guy from The Incredibles.
Yeah.
He was the bad
You're
guy.
Not afraid of him.
Oh, I don't know. I hear now, Sam Darnold is.
He got mono, right?
Sam Darnold is out there. Sam Darnold's
well, yeah, but
stuff.
I don't. Like, Sam Darnold is
like
not.
Like Baker.
Okay. Is Sam Darnold a handsome man? Yes or no?
No.
No.
But he's the quarterback of the New York Jets. That's all they
need. Yeah, exactly.
That's
no
all
thanks.
They need.
No, but
that's
I
all
think
they need.
Quarterback of the New York Jets, that means he's a loser.
Oh, no.
He's the biggest loser in the league. How many games have you won?
That's not the Three. Question you're asking.
Like they care about.
Three?
Like they care about how many games
how
he's
long
won.
Is, are you the quarterback of the Jets?
No.
I'm a quarterback of the Jets for about four more games.
You don't know
and
nothing.
Then, and then Trevor's going to come
that
in.
Question. You don't know nothing. It's like. Did they pick up your fifth-year option?
Yeah, that's what
that's
they
what
ask.
They're asking.
Not how many games did you win?
And here's what they're gonna. And here's what he's gonna find out. Oh, you're quarterback for the Jets. That's Trevor's team, right? Well, not if we pull a couple wins off and the Jags keep losing.
Yeah, no.
Then we might be Justin's team.
And so what?
Are you going Sam with Gase? So, do you think you'll go to the next job that Gase gets, or has he ruined you?
Do you think they'll franchise you? Because that's, I know what
okay,
that is.
Okay, and here's, if he's being honest, I don't think it's likely.
Okay.
Although he's only in his third year.
You know
year.
What? I can still put up with that backup money.
They ruined
that $5 million a year backup money.
Can they get out of your contract now?
And I think you're putting Joe Burrow in a wrong league. He's not, I think, objection. I think just rationally you look at him, women are going to find him attractive. Forget about, sure, the quarterback thing helps, but Joe Burrow's not in the Sam Darnold level.
No, he's not a troll. But Joe Burrow is
but
like
Sam Darnold
super
is?
Duper paced. No, Sam. Yeah, Sam is.
Why
not.
Do you think a tan's so important?
Just the pasty look is just.
Joe Burrow's an athlete. What are you talking
he's
about?
Racist.
I mean, I don't know. Joe just doesn't.
Because Joe's white.
Joe's just an everyman. It's
no,
like,
he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He was the player of the year in
I know,
Ohio.
But look at him. If you just see him, you're like, what's
Joe Burrow's
this?
6'4". He's not the everyman. Yeah.
He's not 6'4".
Well, how tall is
pull
he?
Out the combine yeah, numbers
6'2", 6'3", whatever.
Hand size, 8.5". Remember, because he had little hands? And remember, he goes, I guess these little
have
hands can only throw for 50 touchdowns.
Have you
don't
stood
get
next
smart,
to Joe Burrow?
Joe.
Have you stood next to Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
He's not a small dude.
He's not a small dude. He's a big dude.
He's not
okay.
Big.
The ladies love him.
Oh, he is listed as 6'4", 220.
I told you. He's a
hold
big
on,
dude.
Hold on. I'm getting his combine measurements.
Even still.
He's 6'4 in real life.
6'2", 6'2 and a half, 220. That'll work.
He's 6'3 and a half.
Yeah,
that's
he's
a lot
not a,
shorter.
He's not small. Why do you think
220.
He's not Tom Brady frail. Like that
well,
picture
not,
from the,
not like that combine
yeah,
picture.
He's not that.
No.
6'3 and a quarter, 221, hand size 9 inches.
Why are we playing games?
Short hands.
Stop.
What? Hands. Small hands.
You got me defending Joe Burrow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Now look where you've taken the show.
What is wrong with you? I gave you a chance. I gave you your option.
But I'm not.
Joe Burrow does not strike me as a steal your girl type.
Well,
he also doesn't seem like he is.
Oh,
that's
will.
No, that's part of my thing is he doesn't seem like an a-hole. I don't think he's somebody that you pick out and say, wow. When he walks into a room, you don't say, wow. Look at that stunning man. No, it's just Joe Burrow. It just looks like somebody from a frat.
I think you're reading this wrong.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I am.
Well, I think this. I don't think
he's Deshaun Watson looks like a guy who steps into a room and the ladies say, not Philip Rivers, Phillip's loud, like people gather. Hey, and everyone gather around. I'm going to buy everybody a shot. Like, what are you drinking? Like, I drink milk. I don't need drinks. I don't need to get drunk to have a good time. But you drunkards do, so let's go, man. Let's have a shot. Like, I could see that. You want to hang out with Philly, and now he will get you pregnant. We know that, but
well,
I don't feel like he would
his wife
only
pregnant.
Get his wife pregnant. Yeah. So you're not really worried about Phil Rivers. Mahomes, you would be concerned if Pat Mahomes started talking to your girl. You'd be concerned about it. I wouldn't be concerned about Joe Burrow talking to Nicole. Pat Mahomes, I would be concerned. Deshaun, I would be concerned. Not Justin Herbert. I just wouldn't be concerned about Justin Herbert.
He's got great hair.
Have you
and
seen?
He didn't even, he
no,
didn't
he
even,
doesn't have great hair.
Yeah. Well, yes. He
it's over.
Well, when he grows it out, it's got great hair.
Still is gonna have to
see. He doesn't even have to go to Doc Linville.
We still got.
He doesn't have to go to Doc.
Still got to clean this up.
No, Lance is being very critical of quarterbacks.
I'm just saying.
Justin Herbert is a good-looking guy.
If you've seen his model girlfriend, I don't think you'd be saying all the words you're saying.
Stop.
Y'all can just. Y'all are giving way too much credit out.
So you're way too much credit.
I'm talking about Hollywood types, guys who can make it in Hollywood.
Well,
Cam Newton could. Jimmy Garoppolo, Deshaun Watson. These are Hollywood type quarterbacks. Russell Wilson.
You're talking about TV.
Tom Brady.
TV face quarterbacks. Like if they put them on a TV show.
I'm talking about the persona, the looks, the guy that if they're talking to your girlfriend or your wife at a party, you're like, you make sure that you get over there.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, he's got a little Ryan Gosling look, but you do. Yeah, you have to worry about him.
Just type in Justin Herbert's girlfriend.
I feel like you actually, this is going to surprise, you guys are not going to agree with this because you're going to bash him for his play. I think Carson Wentz is kind of like that.
What?
He's a big dude.
No, but he's really magnetic when you talk to him.
Daniel Jones.
No, I'm not worried about Danny Dimes.
Oh, I don't know. That's a big dude now.
But his personality.
You think Carson Wentz
I was
is,
wondering if you would like to hold hands on a date with you, me and go to the Sadie Hawkins dance.
You think Carson Wentz is stealing your girl?
I feel like he's a little trickier.
I feel like it's 747 and I need to talk about Justin Herbert's hair and Doc Linville. That's what I feel like. I think.
Do you think he gave his hair for you?
Maybe.
Like maybe when he cut it off, it went to somebody at Linville's?
I don't.
Kind of like eyelids for kids, but for hair?
That's really not how it works. But I will say this. Doc was out there yesterday at the golf tournament, and I got to tell you, I mean, we were talking about that. He was like, oh, my goodness. It has turned out wonderfully. Going back in, maybe get the PRP where it stimulates the, and it's, he said it's so simple to go back in and get your hair stimulated. And you may be in that kind of situation now where he can't do the Neo graft because you haven't lost enough hair, but he can stimulate your scalp to get that hair that's dormant or that's sitting there to come and grow. And that's the PRP. And he said, that's so simple. So if you want to find out about, well, you know, you're losing your hair, you're thinning, or you're flat out got a bald spot that he can help you with the Neo grafting, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. 975hair.com. He said it's unbelievable how great it is, how you guys have responded, and he just loves the 975 listener. 975hair.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's get, we got guys that have been waiting, so let's get the calls in. Keith is here. What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Got some comments about Harden. But before I get to that, I'm watching you guys on the 97.5 Twitter feed, and John had mentioned the word poltergeist, and there was a real-life poltergeist going on my computer because I was getting a double whammy. Every sentence you guys were uttering, it would be repeated in the background. So I'm hearing two Johns and two Lances, and I've never heard quite anything like that, but hopefully that gets corrected. But since I've been on the phone, it's been normal. It's only on my computer.
Are you on Twitch?
Yeah, no, I'm on the 97.5 Twitter feed. You know, if you click on it, there's a link where you can watch. And so I clicked on that link. So I'm on Twitch, but it's really the 97.5 Twitter feed.
Do you have other windows open that maybe you're getting two feeds?
No, because it was all normal. When I was watching, I was listening to you guys, and everything was normal. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and it's really weird because you said poltergeist. I mean, but like I said, since I've been on the phone, it's been normal. But I do want to say,
well, I'll tell you what. After the show, Dell is going to come by your office and then take a look at your computer and make sure that this thing gets worked out.
Hey, you're an IT guy.
Probably my computer,
you're younger than we are. You know all the stuff about this stuff.
Colin the intern.
No, we got to sell.
I never thought I'd see John, the IT director.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd have that character on the show.
Yeah. Dell's going to stop by your office. Just leave your address. work this out for you.
Oh, man. Computers. You got to love them. But, you know, I wanted to comment about Harden. I was talking to a gentleman last year. Now, I'm not going to say the name of the company he works for, but his company has done business with the Houston Rockets. And he's dealt with James Harden. And let me say, he did not paint a flattering picture of James Harden, the man. And I think what's interesting is you look at the guys he's run out of town, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't recall any of them saying, you know, it was great to play with James in Houston. It was a great experience. It's been like they're all kind of silent. They don't really say anything. I've never heard them really back him. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, to me, Harden, he's a great player, but I think you have to be a leader, too. And I think that's where James falls a little short. Maybe I'm wrong. But what do you hear? What do you think about his interactions with the stars that have, you know, year after year he wants gone?
Thanks for the call, Keith. We appreciate it.
Can you remember a star who left who praised James?
No.
For his – I mean, they'll all talk about what a great – talent he is and all that, but who praised him as who praised his ability as a number one?
I've never heard actually anyone anytime anywhere say, man, what a great guy James is.
No, I've never heard that.
No,
and that's no on my kids. I have never heard James is just a great dude, man. He is a great dude.
No,
I've never heard that.
No.
I haven't heard that. I know some of the Adidas guys have not always been happy with.
I mean,
some of the guys who James hangs out with.
There's story after story about, you know, James has got a lot of diva in him. James has got.
Oh yeah,
he's got. In
I have one buddy who's with Adidas who James's guy made everyone. They were at a photo shoot. He showed up real late, and at the photo shoot, James's guy said, "James doesn't do anything. James's guy does stuff. James's guys," and they said, "Everyone, cell phones in this basket." And my guy who's on the football side is like, I'm here for DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not putting my cell phone in a basket. What are you talking about? And he goes, because I guess he and D-Hop were supposed to tape some kind of, maybe a separate commercials. I don't know. But he's like, we don't want anyone taking pictures of James. He said, trust me, I have no interest in taking a picture of James Harden. Well, don't pull that camera out then. Keep it in your pocket. Yeah, we're good. We're good. He's like, I can't believe they're telling me. He goes, I'm with Adidas. And they're telling me I got to put my phone away and pictures. I got to put it in a basket. He goes, golly. He said, and they're late to the photo shoot by like an hour and a half.
Well, I heard a story about how he treated his first bodyguard, which, you know, that you know.
Costner.
Team. Yeah. Well, not Kevin Costner. This was different. But it
Rob
was,
Stark?
No, it was no, not Rob Stark. No, it wasn't Rob Stark. It was really ugly. It was really ugly. And I'm like, and then you got the little kid in the grocery store that's home, and he wouldn't sign an autograph.
That's Kolosha's son.
Yeah.
He just said, hey, James, he was in from New York here. He used to live here. He lives in New York. Hey, James, it's James and one guy's with him in a Target. They're in a Target. And Carl happens to, we call him Kolosha. Carl happens to be there with the son, Jack. And he goes, Dad, that's James Harden. He goes, oh, my God, it is, son. You want a picture with them? He's from New York. He goes, you want a picture with them? He goes, yeah. So he goes over, hey, James, this is my son, Jack. He's a huge fan. We live in New York right now. We used to live here. Is it okay if we get a picture with them? And James looks at his guy, and his guy said, James is shopping. And then James started laughing, and they walked off. He had a thing of orange juice in his hands. And so that when I found that out, I kept trying to get Matt Thomas to say, James is shopping. I wanted James is shopping to be the big thing, you know. Well, let's turn this into something fun. James is shopping. Because if you're dealing on somebody, I think James is shopping sounds good. That sounds like a term you could, you know, James is shopping. Instead of James is cooking, James is shopping. Matt wouldn't do it because he knew the nexus of the story. He wouldn't do it until like the next to last game of the season. He got off of James is shopping on the air. He did do that during a broadcast, but yeah, I don't think, I mean, one kid, he said, and I said, was it like packed? He goes, no one was even around him. He goes, it wasn't going to cause a thing. He said, we were the only one on the aisle. Like, there was no one else around. That kind of stuff, you know, honestly, over the years, the more stuff you've heard about that, and we've heard, it just gets on your nerves that a guy who is paid what he's paid, who's adored by the city, who has the privileges that he has as a professional athlete. When I say that, I mean free stays here, all this stuff. To give back to the fans a little with one picture.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and look, he does great things with Toys R Us where he takes kids shopping and he does that for Christmas. And James, you know, will do that stuff too. I mean, there's cameras there. And I understand a lot of athletes do that. Where you get to.
Not only that, but that's nothing off his. But neither here nor he does it, so that's cool. What about, you know, charging for his camp and then, you know.
Oh, good.
And then.
I did not say that, James.
Ooh.
Let the record reflect. I think it's very reasonably priced.
You want that smoke, John?
I think it is very reasonably priced. Let the record reflect.
Ooh, and then what happens afterwards if you do comment on it?
Well, it depends. If you are you the son of a former Rockets legend?
No, I'm a son of a former liquor store
owner. So you might not get beat up. Depends on who you are.
Are you Taju or Afis Olajuwon? Mm. Actually, those were his brothers. Those aren't his sons.
No. I don't know that. I'm not the son of any. My dad did not play in the NBA. Just
yeah.
He was 5'8".
What about Moses Malone Jr.?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's a different story.
Oh.
That's a different story. But I don't know what really happened there.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I heard from somebody in the Rockets organization that it's all fabricated. As soon as we were talking about it the next day on the air when it was reported on Channel 13. But I heard that it was all fabricated, and we need to stop saying stuff. Okay. All right.
God, I'm not gonna say anything else.
I'm trying to think of a comparison. It'd be like, it would be like if Kobe had a camp, and
say it.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's kid criticized it, and Kobe.
What if it was Magic's kid?
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't want to do that.
No,
one.
That's heartbreaking, yeah. You two, that y'all did that.
If Kobe masterminded Kareem's kid getting beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From like a phone on a FaceTime.
Except Kobe's won titles, so it might be more acceptable.
Think about that. We're talking about one of the all-time great scorers. Now, you notice how we didn't say Jordan, because I could see Jordan getting somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Jordan getting somebody beat up.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's personal.
Well, because he might have said Mike doesn't have a great jumper, yeah, and that dude's got to go down.
Your camp is too expensive. No, this is what Mike was. So? But Mike wasn't even as good as, you know, Mike was kind of overrated as a shooter. Then it became personal.
Yeah, then it became personal. I'll kick that dude's ass.
Then it became personal.
His ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to say something about Mike's game that he's not the GOAT, then we got a problem.
I got you know what? Who's the GOAT with jewelry? It's Mark Klein over at Klein's Fine Jewelers, and he's with us right now. What's up, Marky Mark?
Hey, good morning, John.
How about this holiday season, Mark? And how about your website now? How about you can do it all online now?
You know, that's the biggest thing. Last year and the years before that we've always done advertising with you, just for the ESPN listeners, you could just have to come to the store. When you came to the store, you'd pull up in front. It's, you know, a small store. You come in, you buy your diamonds, we wrap it for you, you leave, you're done in 10 minutes. Now you don't even have to do that. You can buy online. You can shop online at KleinsJewelry.com, and you can purchase right there. We send it to you overnight, free shipping, so you get all of our inventory online. We got a huge inventory, whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, you want to upgrade from last year, the diamond earrings you got that are half carat, now you want to get 3/4 carat. Whatever you want in jewelry, we got it online. Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, tennis bracelets, bolo bracelets, any kind of jewelry. And if you want something custom made, we still make it right in the back. We use computer CAD design. So anything you want in jewelry, whether it's a picture you saw and you want something made and we use your diamonds and we make it, we can do it right there in the store. We still have time until Christmas. We're 22 days away. Or you can go, shop online again, KleinsJewelry.com, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, anything you want in jewelry. Or you could give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. Still located at 5868 Westheimer at Fountain View. You can come by the store or shop online. Give us a call, 832-316-1388, and we'll text you or quote you over the phone.
There it is, Mark. Klein's Fine Jewelry, KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.